Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, swapping margaritas for marathons. It seems more and more Gen Z people are doing just that, looking for fitness summer holidays. Sharon Lyons, who's the co-founder of Tri Train Fitness Studio in Dublin's Drumcondra, is with us here on the programme today. I believe, Sharon, you're just back from a fitness boot camp.
I am indeed. I just returned from we had a four-day fitness boot camp over in Tenerife.
Brilliant.
So it came at the perfect time today.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you see, like, are you noticing more and more of this, that, you know, whether it be younger people or just people in general, are looking for kind of fitness-based holidays?
Absolutely. I think people are starting to see the benefits now of going to see different cities, training while you're there, and not needing alcohol to, like, mingle and socialise with other people. It's just amazing. Like, you know, and I just think it's a huge step forward for a whole generation of people.
Yeah. And, like, is it that Gen Z? Is it, what sort of age group roughly do you notice are more inclined to opt for the fitness holiday?
I think definitely, like, 26 onwards now, I'm seeing everybody is just on the buzz of, like, travelling to different cities to do Hyroxes, boot camps. Like, I have another fitness retreat, like, fitness wellness coming up in Dubai in June.
Really?
So I just feel like that's where everyone is kind of headed, is, like, travelling around to do marathons, Hyroxes, everything, like, fitness related. It's just, like, taking over now.
Sean Harding, who's the owner of Back to Basics in Talla in Dublin, is joining us here, Cheryl, on the line as well. Sean, I believe you're only back from competing at the Hyrox in Malaga, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Just back,
like that. I've got Malaga a couple of weeks ago, over there, kind of obviously competing, and then we have an Ironman in Mallorca next week.
Oh God, right.
Right on topic.
Yeah, so you're kind of jet-setting around following the fitness competitions. And like, are the kind of the non, you know, well, professional athletes, but just are more and more people looking for these kind of holidays?
I feel like they are. I think, I was in Malaga there the other week, and I think the event itself housed like 20,000 people, ranging from the age of 20 all the way through to 60 and 70. And obviously the bulk is probably around that Gen Z population. So I think it's very evident people are becoming more and more purpose-driven and liking the fact that they're able to train towards a holiday or get the best of both worlds, you know, that way.
Does that actually happen, though? I mean, if you're going on the fitness holiday, are you looking for, you know, 50 fun and 50 fitness?
Well, I suppose it's a perfect balance. It obviously depends on the person and the individual context. But I think, as you said, and as the article kind of comes up, it's becoming more and more common, because I think people are getting that sense of achievement alongside the community and making memories and stories. So I think it is, there's a nice balance between both.
Yeah. How much of a balance, Cheryl, do you have in your fitness holiday camps?
So it would be like quite balanced like that. Not everybody that goes on the trips will be just all in on the fitness. Like, some people do like to enjoy themselves with a couple of drinks as well. But the majority of us would be just all in on the fitness when we're there.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's just like each to their own, you know, but it is having a huge drive now on the trips that people are booking. It's all around fitness. And then if they want to enjoy a couple of beers after, they do so.
And is it mainly solo travellers kind of coming together as one big group, or, you know, is it sort of people that are part of, we'll say, your gym or maybe training with Sean as well?
There would be, the majority of people would be based in the community, and then you'd have a couple of people that's not in the community gym, but just they'd know of you, and they'd just kind of contact the gym and say, is it okay to jump on board with the gym to come on that trip? And as always, we welcome everybody that wants to come along.
Do you find that, Sean? Like, is it sort of a mix of people that's actually travelling?
It's a fair mix for sure. But again, I think at its core, really simply, people are looking just to generally feel a little bit better, move a little bit better, and also be able to be part of something. I think obviously on the back of COVID, that social connection is becoming a lot bigger. And then you tie that with, I suppose, health and well-being, It creates something. I think it's starting to create something special, and it's obviously starting to catch on.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty incredible to see the research today. 2,000 adults aged between 18 to 29, 30% say they always or often plan their getaways around exercise, and 74% reporting having done so at maybe just, you know, maybe once or twice in their lifetime.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.